And this is an interesting case too, because not many people, you know, this model is used, but to try to find other studies that used it the same way, it's not, there weren't a lot out there. But there was one paper that was really striking that had a nice little quote in their methods section where they were basically looking for different mouse models to test drugs, basically do this big screen. And they had come across this exact same model that we were planning to use. And they didn't present any data on it because they said in their hands, they saw spontaneous regression. And since they were trying to do an efficacy study, they didn't want a model that would confound the efficacy study. And we thought, wow, that's interesting. That's exactly what we saw. And so I think this is a good example of how there's these details that don't always make their way out. Some groups maybe see it, some groups don't see it, right? So from everything we can tell, the original authors maybe didn't see it, or maybe they did, and it's confounding their own study. But our lab definitely saw it. We had some data that indicated that there was some type of a spontaneous regression occurring. And again, the literature suggests that at least one other group wrote about it. But the question then is, like, how often is this occurring? Because I think that's really important to understand the capabilities of a model, because that really can impact, you know, the outcomes that you have. And those details just generally aren't shared in the literature because they're confusing. Right, they're not clean. And it's really important, though, because if that is the case, that it can confound it, one, it'd be good to know how to prevent it. And two, it's really good to consider in any design, because you don't necessarily want spontaneous regression occurring unless you're planning on studying spontaneous regression, which, as a side note, is something that occurs in humans. It is clinically relevant, so it's not like it's some artifact of the cell line. It's something that does naturally occur at a low rate in human tumors.